Hey guys, here we have Don again. You're gonna get sick of this guy, you know, and me too. But here we are for another podcast episode of Inspired Eye. So in this episode, what we're gonna talk about is basically the LCD versus the viewfinder. So basically, I'll take the side of the viewfinder. I'm a viewfinder lover, and Don will take the side of the LCD. Why do you want the LCD so much, Don?
Well, here's the thing, okay? I guess that it comes, you know, it's funny because I worked both ways all my life. I always worked with Leicas. So basically, Leica is the viewfinder. I had Nikon Fs, like the original F, the F1, 2, or 3, that have a really beautiful finder. Of course, they didn't have screens back then, did they? Yep. Sure they did. It was on my Deerdorf and all my view cameras. There was a screen. That's where the LCD comes from. Doesn't come from anything else. Comes from the view, the screens on the camera, on the view camera. So anyway, let's project now to the future. There's a couple things that happen photographically. First thing you have to realize is that a photograph is a two-dimensional object of its own. Okay, a lot of people like to make a reference point from when you look at a photograph, like, oh, look at that tree over there. Oh, I see the tree here. Oh, look, this is a great photograph of my niece. It really isn't. It's really a photograph. But regardless of what and how people respond to that, it is two-dimensional. So when you're out in reality and you're making photographs, I don't know, but here in Philadelphia, we have a three-dimensional reality. So you're looking at the world, you're looking at things that relationships, juxtapositions, whatever, and you're seeing things come together in image, and then you put the camera up to your eye. Well, if you use a viewfinder like a Leica or the beautiful finder on the Sony Nex 6, which is probably the best in the business, what happens is you do see it really flat. You see a two-dimensional reality, but you see that in its own right. And what I mean is this. Because you're looking at the screen through the camera, if you take the viewfinder and now you use the screen, the LCD screen on the back of the camera, and hold it up, there's a couple things. Well, a couple things that I do. Number one is I put the screen to read in black and white. If I'm using a manual focus lens like on the Sony, I keep focus peaking on, which is a low yellow, so I can get just like these little yellow droplets moving around on the screen. But here's the thing. What I am seeing, if I hold the camera out in front of me, I see the screen, which is a good representation of my image. It's a two-dimensional image. I can move it around inside and around a three-dimensional reality. So you have to try to see that you're holding the camera in front of you. You look at reality around. The camera's in reality. But what's on that screen is a two-dimensional image. It's your photograph. And it's a lot better to see it that way than any other way. There's nothing comes close to using that LCD for composing and for getting the idea of what a photograph looks like in your head, the way it abstracts from reality. You know, a lot of people say I'm wrong using the word abstract. Hey, I can use the word any way I want, and I'm saying it's abstract. It's an abstract of reality.
So basically, you're using the LCD as a sort of holding your print, like a window into the.
Exactly.
You're holding in sort of a window into the.
Exactly.
A two-dimensional window into a three-dimensional world.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. And in your mind, it doesn't work with the viewfinder.
It doesn't work as well with the viewfinder.
Mm-hmm.
First, like if you go with a Leica, the big thing about a Leica back in the day, probably still is, I guess, is if you look at a Nikon F or any kind of camera, now even with the EVF, you're looking at your subject on a screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You usually hold it up to your right eye. You're looking at through the finder, and you're seeing your subject on the screen. You're looking at your subject on the screen of the camera, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The viewfinder. With a Leica, you're looking through your subject.
Okay.
You're looking through the space and time and space in three dimensions. Okay?
I see what you mean.
Yeah, that works really well. If you were using like an M3 to 50mm lens, it's very close to one-to-one. It is not one-to-one, but it's so close that you could actually use two eyes as you work with the camera. Now, when I was using my Leicas, I always work with two eyes open. Always, no matter what lens, what combination, I always did. Now with the with the cameras and with the LCD screens, it's just that easy. And it's beautiful because you can take the camera. I think the Sony sees to about 140, 150 degrees off angle. So I can take that camera and hold it down, hold it up, hold it high. The thing tilts. I can see that screen. Any place I'm looking, I see my photograph. You know what I mean?
There's one thing I like with those flippy screens. It's the twin lens reflex mode, quote unquote. You know, I love the fact that you can put the camera down near your waist and you just flip the screen. That's a very nice way to work. You know, especially the Nex has a nice grip, so you're not afraid to actually drop the camera.
It's got a great screen too. It's the best in the business. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I really am a big fan of viewfinders, actually. The reason being, it's that once it's around the viewfinder. Once you close your eyes and you open just one for the viewfinder, everything around it is black, you know. And for me, when you look at the viewfinder, basically that space, that black space around it, you know, what you said about the print, I see it, you know, because everything around it is black. It's disconnected for me. That's why I like a viewfinder so much.
Yeah, I get that. But that's the whole point that I'm making with the screen, is that you get that, plus you get to see reality around you. The thing is with the viewfinder, with an EVF, this is not to a Leica, but with an EVF, that, you know, if you got the camera up to your eye and you're composing 2 feet away on the outside of your frame, you don't know what's going on, man. You have no idea what's going on in the world or around you. With a Leica, you do. You know what I mean? But With the screen, you do.
Yeah, because
With the screen, you do.
But I prefer working with a viewfinder myself because I understand what you're saying. You're looking at the world around you, but I prefer having just that little space, that little square, and just being able to focus just on that one square and around it is black, you know. But coming back to what you said, for example, you know, if there's more than one war photographer that says, you know, I had to actually drop the camera and breathe in all the horrors that were happening around me, because that viewfinder tends to shield you from reality. You know, that viewfinder tends to shield you from reality. And sometimes you zoom out, you know, you're literally in your own world. You know, which is what I like, but there's also a danger in that, is that you're losing yourself. You know, you're not breathing in what's happening around you. That's also an issue. And I think there was which photographer, who, I don't remember which one, who said that, but basically, you know, there was hunger and famine all over, and he said, you know, at some point I had to just drop the camera because he was not reacting to what's happening around them.
Yeah.
And I don't think that effect would be possible with a screen, you know?
Well, that wouldn't happen with the screen.
Yeah, because you're in reality and at the same
time. You're there. You're fully there, here and now. Your intent is perfectly clear, you know? It's a better way to photograph. You know, a lot of people, you know. I actually wrote about this many times on the forum. It's buried at M43 down in the history of the forum. I wrote all these different things about photography stuff that a lot of people liked it and stuff and learned from it and all. I think it might be time to get a series going on in the magazine. We should do this. Of course, I have to give you some time because you got to use your Nex and you have to realize how virtuous the screen actually is. You know, so once you come around, then we'll do the article.
get you, man. I like the viewfinder, especially there's some. It's big, bright, and beautiful, you know. I just love that black around the screen, you know. Lately, for some reason, I've been using the screen in that twin lens reflex mode. You know, not the screen behind the camera, but flipping it, you know. It's just a great way to work. But if it's some...
You do well with the screen.
Huh?
You do well with the screen.
I know, but I prefer... Actually, there's something about the viewfinder. It's like... Well, the viewfinder for me, it has the same essence as a photograph. You know, once you take a picture, you're basically saying, forget what's around. Look at this. You know, look at this part. Just look at this, the way I see things here. You know, and once you look at a viewfinder, it's basically you saying, well, to yourself, I guess, don't look at anything around you. Just look at this. Focus on what's that little box there, you know. And it's more like, you know, whereas the screen is a sort of... a window to the 2D window to a world. For me, the viewfinder, it's like a
box.
Yeah, a little box, you know, and you got to squint, dude, to just check it out. You know, what's there? You got to look right and left. You know, I like that. You know,
think you're selling your Ricoh GR-D4 too? Because
I've always been dreaming of a viewfinder for it. All right,
get out of Dodge, dude.
You just don't want to send it to me.
I saw you dance for the streets of New York. Don't lay that crap on me or this crowd over here. They know better. You were dancing up and down Broadway and everything, you know, scaring the hell out of little old ladies and jumping down the ground, foot half off the ground. You're not doing that with no kind of viewfinder. I don't want to hear it.
No, I want my viewfinder.
You're a screen shooter. You're a closet screen shooter, dude. You're coming out of the closet in this podcast, all right?
I'm a screen and a viewfinder, even though lately the viewfinder.
That's why you got the Next. It's the best of both worlds.
No, that's why I'm getting the Panasonic LF1, because it is the best of both worlds and still being pocketable.
All right, guys, that's about it for this episode of the Inspired Eye Podcast. See you next week. We're going to talk about the Next cameras. Take care.